just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later. Welcome to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate your favorite movies. Take two. And as you've probably noticed by now, Rod is not here. Stipulation, we did previously record this episode. However, we had huge technical difficulties, lost the entire episode, and are now having to re-record, which is why you're getting this late, and also why Rod is not here for this one. But let me introduce your team of debauchery. We've got lovely Lisa.
I think he's more geeky than Rod and Carl put together.
And sexy Scully.
Triple X is not the rating, it's just the name of the movie. Aww. Disappointing as that sounds.
That is fairly disappointing. I mean, seriously, come on. But yeah. Yes, we are doing Triple X, Xander Triple X Cage, a notorious underground rush seeker deemed untouchable by the law, is coerced by NSA agent Augustus Eugene Gibbons, God, his parents hated him, to cooperate with the government and infiltrate a Russian crime ring. And yeah, that's pretty much about the movie. Okay, yeah. Go on.
Augustus is also played by
Sammy J. Who now holds the award for most buffed actor.
Yes.
Not most buffed actor, not most buff actor. I think the girls are going to disagree with who the most buff actor in this movie is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, thoughts on the beginning of Triple X?
Flying Corvette, really cool.
Jumping song?
This said Corvette, not so much fun for somebody who's afraid of heights.
Oh, come on. Seriously, if base jumping off a Corvette could get me a job, sign me up, I'm all in.
They better pay you good.
Well, they give you a parachute, so it's not like all safety precautions are thrown out the window.
Yeah, and apparently Vin Diesel was sick that day, so he didn't actually do it.
That's a bummer, because that looked like the safest and most fun stunt they did this entire show. Yeah. The entire movie.
Yeah.
I want to do that one. That one looks the safest and the most fun.
As opposed to the scene where he jumps his motorcycle over an exploding building, because that one he did actually do.
Yeah. That one was him and the stunt double having to do the same take over and over and over again.
And it worked.
It did. Even the peeling roof metal was a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole car. This was a really long fall too. I remember watching this and going, "Is it going to hit the ground yet? He's still parachuting
yet?
Yeah.
He's still parachuting. Has he hit the ground yet?
So how tall was that bridge?
It was huge.
I mean, I know. He had a parachute on the back of him. How tall was that bridge again?
Yeah. Well, in order to safely base jump with a chute, it has to be, you know, a minimum height. So, and it was well above the, it was well farther fall than that. So,
yeah, he pulled a chute awful early. Yeah. So he was. I mean, then again, they could have just prolonged all the footage. Like, here's all the footage of him falling with the parachute, rather than us just cutting out most of it so that you can actually get the storyline rolling.
Yeah. Because we needed to get the storyline rolling, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we really did. We
needed
to get
Vin Diesel in the buff.
Yeah, pretty much. We need to get to the parts where he takes his shirt off.
Uh-huh. Take the pants off.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw him without his pants in this
one. Yes, we did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The first morning after he arrived.
Oh, yeah. He's walking around in his underwear.
And a coat.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because you got to love that coat.
Yeah, that was kind of a cool coat.
Seriously, that was an awesome coat. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Scully wants to be that coat.
I will be the underwear. What are you talking about?
I'll be the coat.
The coat.
Scully and I already said we'd share. I'll be the coat. She could be the underwear.
Oh,
you get all the fun parts. I have no problem supporting him.
and now I've got this image stuck in my head of Scully and Lisa double teaming Vin Diesel, and then I'm digitally inserting myself in Vin Diesel's place, and this is working out real well. I'm liking this image more and more as the image renders here.
Are we doing the still loading in your brain thing?
It's a spinning wheel, pinwheel.
No. It's like one of those.
Keep going.
It's like one of those bad technology movies where like this one, but where you're looking at watching the computer image render as they digitally insert somebody else into the frame, and you just keep the swipes, yeah. And so
code
each swipe
is just
more
going down. For anybody who used to live through computer images, pictures in the 90s, when you had to load it on what was at that time dial-up, it was one line at a time.
Oh, God.
Like a cursor was just slowly moving across.
Yeah.
I also remember I was not online much because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You
I'm
had
a very
have...
impatient person when it comes to my computer.
Yeah, and if you notice now, you don't get that even when, your computer is having trouble loading it. It just, it doesn't do the line-by-line display of the pictures. I don't know why.
Well, now it's in packets, so that's kind of what those lines were, was the loading of packets. Now packets are bigger, so you can get larger chunks. Hell, you can fit an entire image in a packet almost nowadays.
Depending on the image.
Okay, yes. And... Now we will drink because we got off topic, and we will stop talking about packets and start talking about Vin Diesel's... Wait, never
package.
Mind. I knew that was going someplace I didn't want to go.
Well, technically at this point in the movie, it kind of veers towards the whole, intro to the Russian spy getting killed, and the U.S. spy getting killed.
Oh, no, that's all before this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but we definitely don't want to gloss over that diner scene.
Yeah.
Yes, no, we are not glossing over the diner scene.
Yes, for those of you who've never been in the restaurant business.
He's right.
He's definitely right. The waitress would not wear heels to work. Mm-hmm. She will wear tennis shoes, or she will go barefooted.
Yeah.
Let's hope she doesn't go barefooted, because that's just gross.
Yeah, I think
barefooted is almost as bad as heels.
I think wearing pumps to wait tables in went out in the 50s.
I mean,
you don't even think they did it in the 50s.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't even in the 50s.
Yeah.
Because most women would know that you wouldn't have any feet left by the end of the first day, regardless of how busy or slow it is. You would
you
be walking on your ankles.
Yeah.
Okay, so we recruit Xander Cage. We send him into the diner test. And, watch him raccoon a couple of people.
That's awesome.
Break the guy's nose. That guy reminds me of one of the cops from Castle. The guy
he's way too copy. Yeah, he's not even a truck driver. Like, I know he's dressed up to be like a truck driver.
No, not him. Not him. The other one. The one that was the business suit.
Reading the times.
Yes. Yeah. The
truck
stock.
Driver, the guy who was supposed to be a truck driver, he kind of looked like one, but there was something off about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he did have that, like Boston detective vibe going.
He looked like he'd taken a shower recently, unlike...
Yes.
Miss opportunity of driving a truck all day and night. You take a shower when you can, and this guy clearly was too clean. Too clean and too combed.
Not after he got his face shoved into that coffee pot.
Yeah, no.
Ow.
Let's just say ow and leave it at that. Hot coffee, glass. Need I say more?
Yeah, okay. and then we're getting to Rod's favorite part, the I live for this shit scene.
Yes.
Because we're going to throw him out of a plane in Colombia.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Someone who's supposed to be a white guy in Colombia.
Yeah. And I love how Vin Diesel's heritage changes depending on who's talking to him. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Didn't we look at this? I remember in the original recording, we looked at this and he's like half black, half Italian?
Half Italian, half Puerto Rican.
No, he's half African American.
Yeah. He's half black, half Italian, but in like every other movie he does, he's Hispanic of some kind. Like, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, in the Fast and the Furious franchise, he's Hispanic. And in this movie, the senator makes a joke about him being Mexican.
Yeah.
I don't think he...
And then they throw him into Colombia. Oh,
and in Saving Private Ryan, he plays an Italian. I don't think he ever successfully plays a black guy.
What was he?
In Pitch Black, he was convict, and in Chronicles of Riddick, it comes out that he's an alien, which I never liked that part of the story.
Yeah.
I was referring to what nationality did they call him?
They didn't have nationalities in Pitch Black. The closest you got was the Arabians, the Arabs. But, yeah, so I don't think he... I think he's played every nationality under the sun except black.
I bet you we could find one somewhere.
If not, they're probably getting ready to film it.
I have no problem volunteering to go find that film somewhere.
You will watch everything Vin Diesel's ever done just to see that, right?
Yes.
Pretty much. Couldn't even tell you what the plot's on, but I will at least be able to find that film.
Dear God, now I'm picturing Vin Diesel in the old... in old blackface.
Oh God.
Which is
that's
just
not.
If you've never
let's move on into this movie because this is more interesting than seeing Vin Diesel like that.
Okay, so we run through the Colombia. We run through Colombia and get captured by drug lords.
Yeah.
And then we see
that it's a joke, just like the diner. Yeah. So they're not taking it seriously.
Yeah, and now we get to make fun of how short Danny Trejo is. The only movie you ever see where you realize how short that guy is.
Well, it doesn't help that he's the only one really standing in the room. So yeah. There's three of them that get dropped off in Colombia. Two of them are hogtied to the floor, and they've done probably the best thing they could have done to Xander and hung him from a beam. Yeah, so you get to see his arms.
Yeah, right where Scully wants him.
Yes.
Scully's not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of girls who went, actually, that looks really interesting.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of girls who wanted to be Danny Trejo right then, because Xander's hung at just the right height.
Yep.
And Xander's just hung. We can leave it there.
And we can leave the knife out of it. Yeah. We don't need that.
No.
There's other weapons we can use.
Yeah. We have more weapons in our arsenal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you really got this impression of how unbelievably short this guy was, because even the two people sitting down, I think, came up to almost his waist. And the guy above him, yeah, he was...
Above him.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I think the crown of his head came to his belt buckle.
Yeah, it was a little awkward seeing that scene done. The scary thing is, I think that the reason they cut that scene like that was because he's so short, and they really didn't want... They wanted him to look imposing for a interrogator, drug lord, flunky. And so they were like, well, the only way we can do this so that you three don't look like you're intimidating him, albeit you may be tied up or something, we're going to have to put you on the floor.
Yeah.
And we'll just hang, Vin Diesel up so that he can at least say his lines properly and not look like he's, hunched over trying to look like he's being intimidated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get the point when he comes in and they all start laughing at him because he's a midget. And yeah. I forget exactly how tall he is, but I know he's short. It's just, I forget how short.
He's gotta be 5 foot.
That makes him taller, shorter than me.
Yeah. No, I remember he's shorter than a lot of...
Oh, he's the same height as Carl.
Yeah, he's the same height as me, so he's not as short as I thought.
Yeah, no.
It still makes him taller than me by 5 inches.
Yeah, but let's face it, Vin Diesel and the other two actors, they were tall. They are tall.
Yes.
They're like pushing the 6. For 6 feet. Just gonna clarify that one. Uh-huh. Believe it or not, that was not meant to be a dirty statement.
Yeah. yeah. Vin Diesel is 6 foot even. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's perfect.
You wish.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That's tall. That's 6 feet tall, Scully, not 6 feet long.
You know what they say about tall people.
Uh-huh. They have long pants.
Yes.
Yes, that is exactly what they say.
Exactly. Actually, speaking of tall people, he has to cut himself down, which was actually the most intimidating portion, was when he realizes that this isn't funny, this isn't fake, and he has to lift his legs up in order to get himself down. I'm like, okay, from somebody who's really tall and has tried to do a pull-up, a chin-up from, you know, a full extended position like that, and that's just
impressive.
That's bitching. I can't do that. It hurts. Yeah. It hurts a lot.
In a lot of areas. Arms, yeah. Back, stomach.
Shoulder, stomach. Yep.
Yeah, you can do it once.
Yeah, yeah, just once. Be glad you can just let go when you come back down and not have to physically release yourself. But, oh, yeah, that was painful looking.
Yeah, I watched that scene and went, okay, now I'm hurting and I need a full body massage.
And now we come to the Colombian military who can't shoot from their choppers worth shit.
They're just like shoot.
The stormtroopers. They have stormtrooper aim in those helicopters. I'm serious.
Yeah, yes. That's where I was going, and my train of thought derailed.
But we're going to shoot up the building and not hit anyone.
But we will blow the building sky high.
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to blow that truck full of cocaine. Because, you know, it's going to explode and look like a snowstorm.
Because it looks so pretty.
Yeah. I have one question. Wouldn't that have gotten people high?
Oh, I'm just wondering how many people here were going, hey, can I stand in the middle of that explosion with a straw?
Who needs a straw?
Just breathe.
I know, just breathe deep. Clear up that cold. Uh-huh. I'm thinking that, like, I would give them an excuse saying, okay, so you blew up a huge cloud of cocaine. That's why everybody's shot sucked. But that's really not the excuse, because they all would have had to have been high as a kite before that thing even got blown up, because there's just no way.
Yeah, before they blow the truck up, their aim sucked.
Yeah. So we've got Xander running around trying to rescue the buddy who did actually get shot in the leg by the helicopter. I think it's the only thing the helicopter hit.
Other than the buildings. Yeah, they shoot one guy on a leg. Dude. I got better in than that, and I've never fired a gun.
And then we find out that this was another test. Because, yeah. Gibbons,
it was a real-life test. It was a real-life test, so they really did throw them in Colombia with a real drug lord cartel, but... Yeah, they just didn't tell them that part.
we knew the Colombian government was coming in. Pow!
Yep. Although, who here was feeling a little bit of pride for the U.S. military? Probably the Marines, because I always overdo the Marines, when they were, like, all in the cocaine camouflage. For lack of a better phrase. Yeah. He, like, goes to go get the guy who's shot, and he's like, where is he, where is he, where is he? I can't find him. And then suddenly they just sort of, like, stand up out of the field. It's like, yep.
Yeah. The ghillie suits, they're that good.
Yeah. Xander's a fascination with breaking some guy's nose right between the eyes.
Oh, because, yeah. Because that's where you're going to break the nose.
He did that to the other guy with his hands behind his handcuff behind him.
Well, you don't need your hands to necessarily break somebody's nose.
Nope.
Yeah, so, but him watching him do that gave me a headache.
And now we go to what was the name of the country again?
Yugoslavia.
No, Czech Republic. We go to Prague.
They go to outside of Prague, because technically they were not in Prague except in the club scenes, which was weird.
Although almost all of that filmed on location in Prague.
Mm-hmm. Prague's gorgeous.
Yes, it
just
is.
Just gorgeous.
Yes. Can we go?
Can we please?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No,
sure,
you can't
Carl, get us a couple of passports. We'll go.
Yeah, and no, Scully, you cannot take Vin Diesel with us.
No, wait. I want to take Vin Diesel.
Wait. Wait a minute. I thought that was, like, the condition. I thought that was why we were going, was we get to go clubbing at these really cool places, minus the stupid electrical arts.
I was wondering when you were going to go to that one.
Yeah, the Tesla coil place? Yeah. Yeah, that was just a pain in the ass. I wanted to kill somebody. But I didn't need to wait. That's what the Tesla coils are for. Mm. You don't have a safety net. Clearly, you're just out there to kill people. But, yeah, we could just go clubbing and hang out with Vin Diesel the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind gaming. I will get onto my WoW account and get re-addicted.
Yeah.
If he still plays. Actually, if he plays
that
Diablo 3...
That was part
3,
of my fascination with World of Warcraft when I figured out that
Vin Diesel
played.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we go to... Yeah, clubbing. So we go to Prague, and yeah, Prague is gorgeous, and that's pretty much all there is to this part of the movie. Prague is gorgeous, and now we're going to meet the Anarchy 99 and find out that
the weird little sniveling cop.
Oh, character. God, yes. I hated him.
That was
there
it.
Was something
that was
wrong with him.
Sniveling cop. That was it. Like, that was his entire character.
I didn't even want to offer him a donut.
No.
The cops out there.
No.
I realize not all of you do that, but this one, I didn't even
want
to try.
Scully, you're familiar with the Harry Potter series, right?
Yes.
Do you remember the dude that turned into the rat?
Yes.
Yeah. That's who this cop reminds me of.
Yeah. Actually, they should have gotten that actor.
Oh, that would have been worse.
It would have been
spot on.
The
character much better.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Better than the walk into a bar wearing what is clearly a cop outfit, because he even had the trench coat and everything, and Vin Diesel walks in with a wonderful white sleeveless cut sleeve. I'm like, you fit. You look perfectly good. And he hands his coat to the woman and says, yep, sure, whatever, no ticket, great. But the guy who's the cop is, like, standing out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, he stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Well, that's why when Vin Diesel goes, so he goes in, you know, Xander goes in and he goes to do business with the bad guys, the whole
Anarchy 99
crew. And he's like, there's a cop out there at your bar. And they're like, really? Which one? Point him out. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the one wearing the trench coat and looking like a cop.
Yeah.
Gotta go out on a limb here and say, maybe that one.
The one who looks like he's wearing fur.
And I gotta love how Xander keeps repeating check 5-0 after they find the badge on him.
Yes.
Like, check 5-0, because you didn't understand it the first time.
Yeah.
And he does, is it me, or does he do a lot of repeating of himself in this movie?
He does a lot of repeating and finishing of other people's sentences, I think. Like, there's a lot of completing your thought.
Yeah.
And he does it with a lot of the science guys, a lot of...
He did it with that one song.
Yeah, with the song... Yeah. With the Agent Gibbons when he's trying to quote-unquote convince him that he has to go on this because pretty much most of his interaction with Agent Gibbons up until a certain point was him finishing Gibbons' thoughts. Was, okay, this is what you expect me to say. I'm not going to say it. You know, if I did say this, what would you say in response? Like, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Let's just jump that line and we'll move on. But we get to find out that Anarchy 99 is really dumb.
Yeah.
And drink very, very, very heavily.
And talk a lot.
Yes. One night he gets more information than anyone else, any other spy. Albeit the fact that he was a online movie...
Yeah, he's an online sensation. He's a YouTube film artist.
Pretty much. He's very much the YouTube, you know, equivalent.
Yeah, and this is pre... Well, it's YouTube existed at this point, but it wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, if this was done now, then, yeah, all of his stunts would be on YouTube.
Yeah. Which was funny, because the video of him going over the bridge with the car his agent was like, oh, I got it up onto a couple of pirate sites. Like, going through all of these websites. I'm like, why don't you just post it on YouTube? It's still pretty anonymous. Just don't wait. Oh, I don't know. Use your name. Yeah. So the drinking, and then you get sent back in. Get more information.
Get as close to these guys as you can. Well, that turns out to be fairly close.
Your own success.
So we go and get the cars.
All the pretty cars.
And car number 10.
Of course, at this point, if you're, really even closer than this point, if you're a guy, there have been lots of boobs, lots of women wearing slutty outfits.
Or barely anything.
Yeah, some inappropriate conversations, and now pretty cars. So you're pretty much right there.
Yeah. And lots of stunts.
Yes, and lots
blowing
of
shit
stunts.
Up.
So as much as Lisa and I go on about Vin Diesel, there's more than enough, guy testosterone to overpower.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Have we gotten to the women in the hot tub yet?
No, we're about to.
That's close, though.
Yeah, because right after we get the cars, we get Snivelly Cop Dude being an idiot and accidentally knocking out an entire row of skylights by trying to wipe off the glass.
Yeah.
You've got to love that warehouse. You've got to love a warehouse where you can, go to, make a smudge on the window to clear off some of the soot, and the whole freaking set of skylights falls in.
Because we don't live in a snow-burdened place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, it doesn't snow like crazy in Prague. I think Prague gets more snow than Scully.
Yes, nowadays, yes. It's kind of sad. It's actually no snow right now, which is a bummer. But yeah.
Although I think it snowed when we were originally recording this episode.
It did, yes. When we originally, yeah, that's actually really pathetic. Yeah, as soon as we started recording last episode, it started snowing.
Yeah, and now no snow.
Nope. No more snow. It just melts away.
That's okay. But we haven't gotten snow all year, and it's like a week before Christmas, so. Yeah. Or 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, we get Cop being an idiot. Xander shoots Cop, and unfortunately doesn't kill him. Because that would have been a whole better movie right there.
Yeah, it really would have. In fact, the expression on the whole Yelena's face crap would have actually paid off, maybe.
Yeah, and, well, it would have paid, the expression on Yelena's face would have paid off had she actually been able to get the right expression on her face.
An expression on her face would have been a good one?
Yeah, well, other than the, this is shit and I hate everything expression that she has throughout the whole movie up to this point.
Glower kind of grim blah. Really unattractive. Really unattractive.
I'm just gonna call it the goth glower. Ugh, and that's hard to say. It needs a new phrase. Yeah, I got a really, really extremely overly 90s goth vibe off of her throughout the first half of this movie. And then it just all of a sudden disappears the next morning.
No, there was definitely a 90s goth throughout the entire. It was very Euro goth.
Yeah.
Because even, the next scene, the club scene, that they, go out to another club.
Mm-hmm. This is the one you hate.
We go to another club, to the one I hate, the stupid, we're not going there.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesla.
Yeah. Because all of Yuri's clubs, except for one, have to have some kind of a theme. I mean, at one, you've got flamethrowers from the Rammstein concert.
And it was an old church.
Yeah, and this one you've got electricity.
Yeah, sort of an industrial kind of. Almost, it was a sort of a grunge techno kind of Rammstein thing going on.
Yep.
It was interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
As long as you weren't paying too much attention to the flying electricity.
No, trust me, because every time this one comes up, I go, oh, make the electricity stop, but that's okay, because the best Kiss move is coming up.
Yeah, this if I'm not mistaken, Rod didn't even remember that Kiss move.
Yeah, which kind of shocked me, because that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there, she's sitting on the table, and with one arm, he picks her up off the table and pulls her into an embrace, which I would have loved to be in. Her next phrase of, "You're never going to get to do that again." No.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, you can do that. Keep going.
Yeah. Scully's like, one more for the road?
Yeah.
Your place or mine? Is Scully going? Is Scully going to last through the car ride there?
Yeah, no, no. Actually, yeah, I can, but that's something completely different. Yes. So, yeah, this is the one thing where, you know, the kisses, kissing scenes, and good kissing scenes. I wish they gave this kissing scene more credit because it deserves more credit.
Oh yeah, and then we get to the castle.
And yes, this is where there are girls in the hot
Hot tub fountain.
Fountain, yes.
Which is awesome in and of itself. I want a heated fountain like that.
Yeah, I would like it in that I could get dual usage out of my my fountain. It could be my hot tub and my fountain. And all right, if I had a hot tub fountain, I'd put a lot of scantily clad, big butt, big women with giant hooters in there as well. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So we're pulling our dates for the night out of the hot tub and carrying them in over our shoulder because you know
and
that's
then
what you do.
Butt bumping cheers. Which yeah.
Hey, I can think of worse ways to end the night. Come on.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, kind of like his statement for the things I do for my country.
Yeah, and then we get to Xander's special
room. Oh, we can spend a little bit more time on the things he does for his country.
And yeah.
She was hot, not going to lie there.
Yeah.
I don't care if she was up on the pole or anything, but
that wasn't a
his
pole,
reaction.
That was a bed frame.
Yeah, his reaction was entirely why every girl watches that. Like, all right, cut away, and I'm going to watch him, because that's the expression I want him to make when he sees me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every guy in the movie every guy watching the movie wants to be him at this point, and every girl wants to be her.
Yep.
And see. So
I
then,
can dance that slutty. Him? Yes.
I can pretend, at least.
I know, I can try really damn hard.
you can test that theory. We'll watch and evaluate.
Yeah, no. There's no trial.
And so then the next morning, and we find out that, you know, Yelena's sneaking around the castle taking pictures of his safe.
And I'm pretty convinced at this point that Xander doesn't sleep.
Yeah, I know. They don't let him sleep.
No. He gets maybe 4 hours a night. Yeah. At best.
He even bitches about that at one point.
Yeah.
But, so we've got... And then... So he takes her out to lunch. And, you know, tries to convince her that he's a spy. And I love her reaction to that. I work for the NSA. Ha!
She bursts into laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets the call.
Yeah. Oh, wait. He works for the NSA. He's a spy.
He's a spy. He really works for the NSA. Oh, wait. You're joking, right?
Yep.
I was trying to get out. Now I actually have an excuse to get out of the spy industry.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to kill him now.
Well, the sharpshooter is going to kill him.
Yeah, going to attempt to kill him. But no, we can't, because we're going to reflect the sunlight in his face.
Yeah, and then skateboard downstairs.
Yeah, and then use it to...
Silver platter, which I'm still holding the argument. Silver platter, it bends like a motherfucker.
Yeah, hey, it could have been worse. It could have been pewter.
Ooh. That would have been way more interesting to see. I would have liked to have seen that thing wrap around that. Mm. Almost as soft as lead. But yeah, that would have been way more entertaining. So yeah.
And then
skateboards down and straight into the Agent Gibbons waiting car.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to get abducted by our friends now. Because we haven't been abducted by enough people yet.
Although now we get to see a very nice Russian opera. In a very nice Russian, classical Russian opera house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can give you that.
Although but I'll say it's a Czech opera house.
And it's under that whole...
Yeah. Eastern European deal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, go home. Because, you know, we actually want you to go home. No, we don't.
Yeah. I know we told you previously to go back in. Yeah, we don't need you anymore. We don't need you to go back in. Don't go back in.
Yeah.
We're not going to revoke any of your pass cards. We're not going to make sure that nobody talks to you again. Because we're still going to let you go back to the same, you know, tech geek Q lookalike wannabe.
Yeah.
To pick up all kinds of equipment and crap.
Yeah. And now we're going to go in, and no, now we got to sneak in and find out what's going on and see if we can get Yelena out. And now we find out, all about Ahab. The super secret plague submarine.
Yes. Yeah, the submarine that blows up lots of plague and gas and kills everybody in a city. Congratulations.
Yeah, because everybody...
This is where it finally goes back to being a little bit more sci-fi spy-y.
Because we need... Everybody needs one of those in their basement, right?
Well, I don't know. Something like that. I would like the team of scientists. Oh. That would be awesome. I hate how they were all so stereotypical, like, old Russian men, though.
But, yeah. Well, they were supposed to be Russian scientists who had been disappearing. Because, come on.
Oh, yeah, they had contracts, yeah.
Yeah. And so then we find out about that, and we get to blow up cars and jump a motorbike over a castle gate.
And blow somebody up on a motorbike as they jumped over a castle gate and not show the burning body when it hits the ground. Really, people? You're going to tempt me with that. And you're not even going to show the burning, charred body that should be hitting the ground.
Nope.
Dude, Game of Thrones would have been all over that. They'd have been like, body, we're on it.
Okay, Game of Thrones is like, body, we're on it. Living or dead.
We don't care.
Or maybe that's just Tyrion.
Yeah, I really don't think it matters.
Okay, drink.
So, yeah, they finally... Oh, yeah, and... Xander and Yelena hook up. They don't really hook up, though. It's like, because why would they put a sex scene in a movie that totally deserves a real sex scene?
Yeah. Did they? They didn't actually have one, did they?
No. Trust me. Lisa and I would have known.
Yeah, we would have known and mentioned this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they gloss over it, but they do imply it. That's right.
Yeah, the only thing they do is they say the line, remember when I told you I'm never going to kiss you like this again? Yeah, well, I lied.
Mm.
And then they kiss, and that's it. We don't get to see anything else, because they're jerks, these directors.
Yeah, and this is just after they kill, after we kill Snivelly Cop Dude, right? Or is this before that?
Yes.
No, this
actually, it's in the same scene.
Yeah. We kill Snivelly, or she kills Snivelly Cop Dude by shooting him through the door, which, kind of cool.
Yeah.
I love how she walks in. She's like, I could tell where you were. I could hear you through the door. I could tell where you were in the room.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. Don't do it.
And
trust me, the chair that Sniveling Cop Dude was on, yeah, it deserved to get shot.
Well, so did Snivelly Cop Dude, but...
Well, yes. But the chair that matched his jacket and clothing, yeah, that totally deserved it.
Yeah. And then we go, and now we're going to... go talk to the Prague version of the NSA and our tech geek. And, yeah, we're going to go and snowboard in. Because we need to take out that communications tower.
Because communications towers require snowboarding you in, despite the fact that we just flew a plane into the area. Like,
yeah, because we couldn't shoot missiles at it.
Nope.
And you know... Because also, you know, closed-circuit TV cameras in a castle require a communications tower to be outside the castle so the guards can see. Yeah. I loved that.
How else are they supposed to be able to get those, you know, pay for only channels for free? You got to be able to get that big giant communication tower out there, out in the middle of nowhere, with a lot of reflective snow around it, mm-hmm. and that way you can bootleg your pay only channels.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we take out the communications tower because that'll take out the closed circuit TV feed. That makes sense. And then the Prague police can come in shooting.
Actually, the Prague police did a much better job than the Colombian or pretty much any of the other...
Yeah, pretty much anybody else. Yeah, that
they
was
did a really good job.
that was a pretty good forced entry.
Yes.
And notice very little loss of life on the side of the police in this whole thing.
And not a woman was injured.
Yeah, not a woman was injured. That was entertaining.
All of the screaming, running around women with, you know, missing clothes and whatnot. Yeah. Yep. Nobody was injured. Nobody was bleeding. They were just running around in bra and pants. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Xander got captured after snowboarding, and now he and Yelena are inside and being questioned by Yuri. Here come the Prague police, and they manage to get free, and Yuri grabs the hard drive for Ahab and runs off.
And the remote control.
Yeah, and they're all
the bad guys always run off.
Yeah.
And they always start the bomb or the countdown or the whatever the shit is they're trying to destroy the world with before they die or before they go away or before everybody tries to run away.
Yep. And so, you know, we chase him down. We got we got Smoking Sniper pinning down the police, so we got to take him out with a heat-seeking rocket because, you know, a heat-seeking rocket can pick up a cigarette.
Yeah.
In a room.
And it looks an awful lot like a camcorder device.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so then we grab our sniper rifle and try and shoot the bad guy. And that doesn't work, so we got to lay down under the giant steel closing door and actually shoot the bad guy.
I don't think they actually shot most of him. I think they kind of just winged him and then shot the... From the way it looked, they shot the steering column. So he couldn't steer the boat, and he ran right into a cliff and blew himself up.
There you go.
Yes, because little motorboats like that have got so much explosive material in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Albeit I guess they just said, we don't have enough explosions, so we're going to blow up the motorboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they figured the whole, you know, missile defense thing was going to be exploding underwater, so they had to get something above the water.
Exactly. And now we've got to chase after Ahab in our car.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of want some of that stuff in our car. Can we do that?
No, but seriously, how many times have you wanted to pull your car into the mechanic shop, pointed a bunch of weapons, say, I want all that in here? And
the
user guide.
User handwritten user guide. Yeah. How do you know your user guide's good? Yeah.
Hey, you gotta love a guy who can create something on the fly and document it well. Come on, Scully. You're the person. You're the person who should be arguing that you needed one.
Yeah, works with software and computers all the time. Yeah, if it's got documentation, it's like a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, if he had not given them a user guide, you'd have been bitching that this car needed a user's guide.
No, I would not have been surprised that there was no user guide, because nothing as highly technical as this car has had a user guide up to this point.
Oh, you mean like Ahab?
Yep. No user guide on Ahab. Just, here's a controller with a bow on it, now work it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is...
Yeah, it works so well if you just push a button and Ahab goes. Why can't you do that with a car?
Yeah. Although they were pushing a lot of buttons in the car, a lot of weird stuff was going on. Oh, hey, there's the roof.
Yeah.
Okay, there's weapons behind the back seat.
No, wait, that's not the
roof ejects.
That's not the rockets. That's the flamethrower.
Wait, where's the roof eject button again?
Yes, and for whatever reason, you can drive alongside a speeding rocket in water and guesstimate how fast the rocket is going.
Yeah, because, you know, you're driving the same speed it is.
Yes.
I think it's going, it must be going 80 kilometers an hour. Well, look at your speedometer and tell, because you're doing the same speed.
Exactly. It was, yeah. Really bad science part. Really bad science part. Oh, make it stop.
Was there a good science part to this movie?
No.
No?
No, okay. Not really.
Okay. Okay, and then, so we are going to use the harpoon and a parachute, and we're going to get ourselves onto Ahab. Which, I liked that stunt. That was a good stunt.
American flag parachute. Yeah, that was not obvious or anything.
Yeah. Although, we will note on a sad note that doing that stunt actually did cost a stuntman his life.
Yeah.
While trying to film that. So.
And such is the job of a stunt guy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And it could have been worse. Vin Diesel could have been doing his own stunt for that one.
That would have been a tragedy, actually.
That would have been a tragedy. That would have been a tragedy of Heath Ledger proportions.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Or Brandon Lee proportions.
No. Closer to the Heath Ledger. Yeah. Like, that's something that was just not deserved.
Yeah, well, so was Brandon Lee's death.
Yes, true.
Before on Brandon Lee's death, listen to The Crow in the Buff. Okay, so then we're going to sink the sub and cause it to blow up by turning one of the missiles around backwards, which I thought was cool. That was really well done.
No, I was
You were screaming at that one?
It was still kind of cool, regardless of whether or not it can be done.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like the fact that the whole projectile portion of it is in the missile, since they previously had executed one of these missiles in the lab, and it didn't shoot anywhere.
Yeah,
it did go and explode.
No, it didn't go up.
Yeah, it shot up into the ceiling and blew up.
Yeah, that was something else that irritated me was, yes, we're going to make a giant missile that has a biohazardous compound that will, when combined, create a killer, you know, virus. But we're also going to put an exploding propellant on the back of this, because it's totally not going to affect the chemical reaction that's going on now.
Yeah, even that one was kind of a, okay, this is not that kind of movie. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, when they had it flip back around into itself, I'm like, it just is not enough propellant to do that, and it should have broken it. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we break Ahab and manage to keep from killing everybody.
And we go to Bora Bora. Yay! Yay, Bora Bora!
Yay, Bora Bora! Because, you know, after being in that river, he definitely needed a warm environment.
Yeah.
I'd give him a warm environment, but I was coconut oil. Tanning oil, Bora Bora. Yeah, that wins.
And that's our round table. Take two.
Yeah, take two.
So, moving on to buff quotes. Lisa, you going first this week?
Oh, I probably could. Do you want me to use both of them?
Sure.
Okay, the one I chose from the movie is conversation, a word with four syllables. Do you need some ice before your brain overheats? The second one applies to me.
Mm.
Everything's all right with enough vodka.
Yep. And Scully, since you stole mine this week.
Yes, I'll steal it again. If you're going to send someone to change the world, make sure they like it the way it is.
You keep misquoting that. If you're going to send someone to save the world, make sure they like it the way it is.
No, yeah. I wrote it down wrong.
Change.
I know. I wrote it down wrong.
And since Scully stole my quote, the one I'm falling back on is, I like anything fast enough to do something stupid in. Which is true.
Yes, it is.
And since Rod's not here, we'll fill in with his line, I live for this shit. All right, and moving on to Best Buffed. Scully, what did we give this?
I did give this award from Russia with love.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, poor Russia gets picked on with the spy genre, even though they're done. So, yeah. It's the From Russia with Love, because we've seen this before. There's definitely been a Bond and a couple other spy movies that have totally taken abuse from to Russia and the whole biochemical warfare attack.
Yeah, this I don't think we didn't mention it this week or this time, but in our original episode we talked about how this is, you know, this is their attempt to make a new Bond, because they felt Bond was not right for this generation anymore. And I like it. It's got some problems, but I like it. It's a good attempt. All right. Was that your only one, Scully?
That was it.
Okay. And Lisa?
Okay. I have two, and I am going to mention the Bond thing. Mm-hmm. This movie gets the look-alike James Bond contest.
Yep.
And bye-bye my pretty for what they do to those beautiful cars.
Yeah, because you can't have a beautiful car in this movie without blowing it up, except for the GTO.
Strangely enough, yes.
Well, even the GTO's hood, the top came flying off of that sucker.
It was,
and the paint job after
that.
the flamethrower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cringe, everybody who watched that and went, oh, the pretty paint job.
the pretty multicolored paint job. Because every time they show this car, it's a different color.
Yep. That means it's your turn.
Yep, and I'm giving this movie the Crocodile Dundee Award for wasting good drugs. The exploding cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine cloud. Cocaine cloud and nobody to run through it.
Yeah. All right. And okay, so we are doing, because this is a re-recording, we are doing Were You Playing With Your Willy a little differently, because all of us know the answers to everybody's questions. So we're going to do all the questions as audience questions. And you can answer any and or all of these questions by emailing us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. And Scully, why don't you start us off?
Okay. So I'm actually going to go with the easy one. That was the alternate.
Do all three.
All three? Oh, all three. Okay. So what year was the collapse when Anarchy 99 was founded?
Hey, I got that one last time.
Yeah. there's one we've actually mentioned, which was, what is the name of the plague, the compound, the biochemical warfare they want to use? And what was the last one?
What, you expect us to be a mind reader?
I know, I'm sorry. I'm going to just do that expectation. I can see it. Oh, the car. And I'm hoping this was one that I had sent. Which car was for him? Because I seem to recall that being a question last time.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I didn't just take somebody else's.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. All right, Lisa?
Okay. When Xander steals the Corvette, who is the owner of the Corvette?
Okay.
Title and last name is accepted.
Okay.
When they are being dropped in Colombia, what two things does Xander ask for?
Okay.
And when they're in Colombia, Xander he takes his helicopter, his motorcycle, over a building and kicks a guy shooting at his, for lack of a better way to put it, wounded friend. What falls out of the guy after he lands on the ground?
Okay. All right. And, okay, my question. How many clubs does Yorgi own? How much does Agent Shavers claim he can bench press? And Gibbons, at the very beginning of this movie, visits the NSA and goes to OPSEC 5, which is a level in the made-up NSA. As the elevator's coming down, you know, it lists off all the other floors. What color is OPSEC 3? And those are our questions. Like I said, email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. And let's see.
If I'm not mistaken, you can also answer those questions on Facebook.
Yep, on Facebook or Twitter. And okay, so we have no Rod. We have no Rod's rants. I am not doing Carl's castigations. We're going to hand this over and let Scully do it. So yes. This is Scully's skepticals.
Skepticals. All right, that way. That's close enough.
That's the best word I can call. So take it away, Scully. Yes,
mine is. So 2002 donned the new modern Bond movie, complete with new toys, a hot new spy for us girls, and a hot new spy for us girls to drool over. This generation has no interest in the clean tux, martini-drinking womanizer. We like the stunt-driving, cranberry soda club drinking, and, okay, well, we still like the womanizing. I know I wouldn't mind if he'd womanize me all night long, but the one thing that this movie didn't bring up to the new millennium was the science and the technology. A heat-seeking missile does not look like a green PVC pipe with a camcorder stuck to it. Nor does a plague-bringing missile come without a user guide. And God save you if you decided to use Apple Maps to plot the missile path around the globe. I could go on, but really it's supposed to be a feel-good movie. Because guy or girl, when you're watching this movie, you feel really good at the end of it. Especially after you spend a couple minutes thinking about what you can do in 3 minutes holding your breath.
Is that it?
And that's it.
All right. Well,
now what can you do in for 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
While holding your breath. What can Scully do for 3 minutes while holding her breath? Underwater.
Oh, I can hold my breath for 3 minutes. Especially thinking of all of the things that you can do in 3 minutes. Not going to be breath holding.
They're just going to be breath stopping, huh?
Yes. Or just, you know, no breath in, just always going out. Anyway.
So not touching that one.
No.
Why? You afraid you get hit again?
Yes. Okay. Well, join us next week, actually later on this week, as we do, what are we doing next week?
It's Die Hard.
Die Hard, Christmas episode. Yes, it is Christmas time. And what does Christmas mean to everyone on the internet? Apparently Die Hard. Because that's what you voted for. So join
us. Blame James.
Yeah, we blame James. We blame James, Bartholomew, and everyone else.
Yeah, and all you who chimed in after that.
But we will be here with bells on, or not. Hopefully,
yeah,
I'm not
wearing bells for anything.
Oh, come on. Hopefully we'll be wearing shoes so we don't get glass in them, in our feet.
Yeah, not so much shoes either. I got socks. Does that count?
I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Okay, no, Die Hard reference you guys will get after you watch the movie again.
I got it.
Anyway, so join us next week for Die Hard in the Buff. Hopefully Rod will be back. And
he's supposed to be.
Yes. And otherwise, keep watching those movies in the Buff, because you know it's just better that way. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Buffers, don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com, and like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at moviesinthebuff. You can also follow your team at debauchery, me at Rod the Golden,
at Scully44,
at Kith Kanan,
and at A Corner Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at Stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution,
Non-Commercial,
No Derivatives,
3.0 U.S. license.